Hello?
Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. To begin,
are you a real person?
I am, yes.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Oh, hi, you've executed that script exceedingly well. I was like, this can't be real.
Thank you. Now, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
I do.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
A Constitutionalist.
And how should I record that?
The Constitutionalist, I suppose. If that's not on there, I guess what's your options? Moderate, maybe?
Independent, not affiliated with either party.
So funny. Not affiliated. Let's go not affiliated.
Thank you. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you rate that as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good. Good.
Thank you. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
And how would you rate the overall quality of or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs as excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Is there a neutral option? Because if I say bad, that increases taxes. If I say good, I'd be lying.
Well, we do have, that's the scale that we have, actually. Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good. There's no middle ground. That's a shame.
Yeah. So should I record it as good?
Yeah, we'll go good.
Thank you. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs, or no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad condition.
No, let's go with the former, the first one you said.
The first one. The city has done a good job keeping them in good condition.
Yeah, that'll probably increase taxes too.
Thank you.
But yeah.
Now, how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Somewhat high.
Somewhat high. And as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considered a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one. Would you vote yes or no to renew half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the new streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
No.
When a full
replacement is needed?
When a full of the street
may
is
I ask? May I ask who gets to determine when the full replacement is required?
Unfortunately, I'm required to read verbatim, so there's not much information here.
Yeah, see, that's always the hang-up, isn't it?
Yeah. Now, option two, would you vote yes or no to renew a half-cent sales tax and add an additional one-fourth cent to a total of a three-quarter cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
No.
And option three, would you vote a yes or no to continue half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, do you agree or disagree with the statements that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might take? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
I'm not going to answer that because that's a gross overgeneralization.
We just want to know if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, and I'm not going to answer that. I don't like the way that it's worded.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not a persuasive at all. The first one is, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills, onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
Oh, man, no. Not a persuasive one because they're only here certain years, a certain time of the years. We're here 24/7. We shop here. We live here. We spend our money here.
Thank you. The next one is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Yes, I do agree with that.
So do you find that a very persuasive reason or somewhat persuasive?
Yes, that's true.
Very?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is, the city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
I know.
And is that not persuasive at all or somewhat persuasive?
Somewhat not persuasive.
No. We just have a somewhat persuasive reason or not persuasive at all?
Not persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, 100% of all money raised by street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
That's the problem, that politicians don't always follow laws. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I'm supposed to give structured responses to guided questioning.
Mm-hmm. Is this a very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive reason, not at all a persuasive reason to support reason to vote yes? Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work on maintaining and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
I'll go somewhat on that one.
Thank you. The next one is, a significant portion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets and outsiders who use them contribute.
No, I don't agree with that. That's not persuasive. But I will tell you this much, if you can take this back to the guys in charge, if you want to enact that sales tax during ski season and peak holidays, sure, I would be willing to vote for that. But if you want to get rid of that tax during the duration while people aren't here visiting, that's a good idea.
Thank you very much for the feedback. I will make sure to make a note in there.
You don't now, have to, I know.
Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a large proportion or a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Sorry, you're going to have to repeat that. My apologies.
Sorry about that. voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary.
Not persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly, since voters last approved half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can be done.
Not persuasive.
The next one is, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
That is somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current a half a cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
That's not very persuasive.
So how should I record your answer? Very
not persuasive, sorry.
Okay, thank you. And having heard all of this information on both sides, would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? And we're going to do a review of the options. The first option is to renew half a cent sales tax and add an additional half cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover a cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
No.
Vote yes or vote no. Thank you. Option two is to renew half-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street road maintenance and surface repair for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
Can I say possibly, or do I have to give you a resounding yes?
It's a vote yes or vote no. With all that you've heard, I guess it depends on where you lean.
I lean towards the middle. Yeah, I'll go ahead and say yes. I'll go ahead and say yes with them.
Thank you. And option three, to continue a half cent sales tax for 20 years to fund city street and road maintenance.
Yes, that is still a yes.
Thank you. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contracts for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
What?
I read it again?
Does that actually work?
I'm not sure.
I don't think that works. You can't just lock in a contractor's rate now and then 20 years down the line expect to pay him that. So I'm going to say no.
Okay, so it's opposed?
No, it's opposed. I oppose that.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all kinds, I guess. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
18, 39.
And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years? 6 to 10 years? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years, or more than 30 years?
11 to 20 years.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir, and have a wonderful day.
And thank you for putting up with me.
Thank you. No problem. You've been a blast, actually.
All right. Take care.
Goodbye.